Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us. We're picking up where we left off yesterday, and we've been looking at Pentecost 2020. And boy, it's been some kind of a year, I must say. There's a lot of stuff going on, and we all need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. We need fresh anointings. And the day of Pentecost came, and the Holy Spirit came, the church age was formed, and the people were filled, and they were in complete unity, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit. Then Jesus gets led into the wilderness with the Holy Spirit. He came out of the wilderness with power, the Holy Spirit and power. There's power in the Holy Spirit. And Jesus said to his disciples, I want you to tarry for power from on high before you go into all the world and tell people about me. You need the power of the Holy Spirit. And while they were tarrying on high, we've been looking at Acts chapter 2, and we saw what happened, and let's continue to see, because I believe there can be a fresh anointing for you at home, you listening on radio, you watching by internet or TV or DVD, however you're getting this message, you can be refilled with a fresh anointing to do great and mighty miracles for Jesus Christ. Let's pick up the service right now.
Pentecost was one of the main feasts of Israel. The name is derived from Pentecostos, which means 50th. That's what Pentecost means. It's the 50th. Since it was held on the 50th day after the Passover Sabbath. Amen. Now watch here. It was also known as the Feast of Harvest. So you've got a 2-for-1 there. You've got Passover and you've got the Feast of Harvest. We got Passover, the Feast of Harvest, and Pentecost. Wow. Come on. Now watch here. Verse 2. Suddenly. I'm expecting God to do some suddenlies. I'm telling you, suddenly an unusual miracle sign and wonder is going to happen. Suddenly. I've been waiting 25 years, God, for this promised child. Suddenly. Yes. Suddenly had the child. Moses, Noah, I've been building this ark for like 25 years. Suddenly the rain came. Yeah. I'm telling you, don't be expecting nothing. Be expecting a suddenly. Yeah. There is a suddenly coming your way. Oh God, there is a suddenly coming your way. Say, I've got a suddenly I'm expecting. Listen, suddenly the addiction's gone. Suddenly the money's there. Suddenly the people are listening to you. Suddenly you got put up by God into a high place. Suddenly. Suddenly they heard the sound of a violent blast of wind. That's the Holy Ghost. When He comes, He make a noise. That's why I love that. We're never going to stop. Never going to stop. How does God? We're never going to stop. You're never going to stop. You're never going to let me down. Did you hear? We started singing that without the music at one part. And then it started to build up. And it started building up. And then it sounded like a chant from the people over here. And everyone started, you could have gone on with that for the rest of the day. It was like we were chanting the word of God. We were singing the words of God. And I started to feel, oh my God, there's a suddenly about to happen here. That's why you are not bound in praise and worship ever again. You're not bound. If it goes 3 hours and you guys need to leave, I'll stay. I'm making it very clear. We are allowing the praise and worship to be led by the Holy Spirit. We will not force it, but if it happens, we'll go with it. Suddenly they heard the sound of a violent blast of wind rushing into the house from out of the heavenly realm. The roar of the wind was so overpowering, it was all anyone could hear. Wow. Can you imagine what they experienced? Listen, how do we know it was so loud? Well, they say the people that were out in the city, it was in Jerusalem, they were out and about the town, heard the noise. And all of the thousands of people came to see what was happening. What is that noise? See, the Holy Ghost doesn't sneak into places. I'm going in camo. Got a cigarette in my hand and a drink in this hand. And I'm watching all the R-rated movies. I'm in camo. I'm a child of God, but I'm in camo. Yeah. Yeah, you better put that trash down real quick. Amen. There's too many camouflage Christians. We're going to a restaurant today. We're going to pray. What about her? And we're done. In case anyone saw us. You're in camo. You're denying God in front of people. He said, if you deny me before the people, I'll deny you before my Father. You sit in that restaurant, and I tell you what, you pray. I spoke to a friend of mine yesterday. He's a pastor from down south. And we're going to try to get the same. We're going to, as Pastor Norman Benz, he gets like Heidi Baker and people like that to his church. And Lance Wallner and that. And I said, I want Lance Wallner to come here. I phoned him. I spoke to him yesterday. I said, we're going to hook up together so we can do two birds with one stone. Yeah. So if we pay for the flight, we share it. Yeah. See, I got wisdom in my older age. I'm still young. I'm still going to hit 40s one of these days. But anyway, and it's not that funny. Oh, God. Ricky, is that you? Praise God. Waiting for the fire to hit into you, my boy. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's coming. It's coming. And all that the enemy has stolen from you, God is going to replace it, and the devil is going to give it back to you sevenfold. And let me tell you something. You are going to pick up where God left off in your life, and he's going to run with you, and you will become that evangelistic call of your life. It's going to explode, and there's going to be fire in your life. And anybody who comes against you in judgment, God says, I'll sweep them aside. It's time to take your place. The devil pulled one on you like he's pulled one on me. He's pulled one on most of us. He pulled a strong, good one on you. But you know what? The righteous fall seven times, but God picks you up every time. It's time to step into your call. It's time to do what you're called to do. It's time to let go. Jesus' name. That's a word from God, not from me. Now listen, where am I? These people heard this mighty rushing roar that they came out to find out what was going on. And that's when Peter had the boldness to stand up and be a witness to them. The fire of God touched him, the glory of God touched him, and all those people were saved. It's amazing. Over 3,000 and more every day. It's amazing. Let me tell you what, Paul carried the glory of God, the fire of God. Of course, wherever Paul went, there was either a revival or there was a riot, but there was a fire. There was always a fire. Paul left the place on flame. He said, I preach nothing but Christ and him crucified. We've got to stop getting fancy and talking about all these fancy things. Let's just give Christ. Verse 3. Then all at once, you see, he comes in with a rushing mighty wind. I'm telling you what, you can be in your house on your knees praying, and all of a sudden, that happened to me once in South Africa. I was in the bathroom. Believe it or not, I was actually taking a bath. In South Africa, we had baths, not showers. Amen. I didn't like it because I had to rinse 300 times. The shower had just gone. But I was in the bathroom. I was in the bath. And I was praying. And I remember singing the Hillsong song. And I was singing the song and I was praying. And all of a sudden it was like this woo, woo, woo in the place. And it seemed like I saw the Holy Spirit flying around, the Holy Spirit flying around the room. And I started to laugh and laugh uncontrollably. I could not stop laughing. I just saw the Holy Spirit moving around. I heard the sound, and then he left after maybe 10 minutes. But I laughed until my belly was sore. Have you ever had that? Your belly sore? It was just the most amazing thing. But there was a sound that went with it. It was like a woo, woo. I heard that. Can you imagine? They said, yeah, the overpowering, it was so strong and so loud, the roar of the wind was so overpowering, it was all anyone could hear. God, we call upon that. Lord, we want your presence. We want the Holy Spirit to flood this place, explode in our lives. Bring the roar of the wind of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Remember, listen, in Ezekiel 37, I'm all over the place, but who cares? In Ezekiel 37, do you remember? God said to Ezekiel, them dry bones, can they live? And he said, you know, good answer. I don't know, good answer. Okay, here's what you do, Ezekiel. Speak to those bones, tell them to come alive. So he told him to do it, to do it, to do it. Now they had flesh, they had everything, but they were still dead. You know what he said? He said, call for the winds from the east and the west. Call for the wind to come and blow upon these bones. And when he said that, when he started to call it in, the Holy Spirit came and they stood up a mighty army, living and alive. That is referring to the church of God today. That is referencing Israel and the church of God today. We need the rushing mighty wind of the Holy Spirit to come flooding into our lives. And we will become the great and mighty army that we're supposed to be. Amen. Amen. I love this. Then all at once, a pillar of fire appeared before their eyes. The same pillar that led them through the wilderness came and sat in front of them. God, the glory fire. Remember when they were dedicating the temple and his train filled the temple and they were blowing the trumpets and the shofars, remember? And they fell down flat because the fire came. The fire of God came, and it says a smoke filled the place. A fire of God came. When the glory of God comes, nothing stays the same, Pastor Ron. When the glory of God touches our lives, everything changes. Everything changes. I covet the glory of God. I covet the gifts of the Spirit. I pray that I would be used mightily by God for all that he has for me. And you need to pray the same thing for yourself, because he'll only go where he's welcome. They were waiting in anticipation, waiting for him. Then all at once, a pillar of fire appeared before their eyes. Suddenly, all at once, you've been waiting 20 years. Bang, suddenly. All at once, bang, like this. And the gift of prophetic declarations coming out of your mouth. All of a sudden, your prophetic nature takes place. All of a sudden, the apostolic kicks in. All of a sudden, the teaching comes on you. Come on. Suddenly. I've thought about it. I've waited on it. I've read the Bible. I've done some training. But suddenly, God says, it's time. It's time, Moses. You're standing in front of the burning bush. Then all at once, a pillar of fire appeared before their eyes. It separated into tongues of fire and engulfed each one of them. Not one of you are exempt. Not one of you have done something that's too bad for you to be part of this. Not one of you needs to miss out on the fire and the glory of God on your own personal life. You see, it came on them personally, and it changed them from the inside out. They became supernaturally amazing people. From hiding to declaring and prophesying and decreeing. From running to standing, running towards. Because the fire of God came on the day of Pentecost. When you got born again, you partook of that same fire, but you've let it lay dormant. God is saying, stir this thing up now. Stir this thing up now. It's your time.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerald Curry of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the Donate or Give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support, and God bless you. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
There's more than one way to support the WCNO ministry. Prayerfully and financially are only the two most obvious. But did you realize how important it is for you to let the programmers and corporate underwriters know that you heard about them right here at WCNO Radio? That's right. Always mention the call letters WCNO when you write, call, or visit the ministries or supporters of WCNO. That's